Well, good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the World Cup. Morocco is the only African nation remaining in the Qatar World Cup. They beat Senegal 3-1 yesterday on penalties. Spain missed three penalties in a dramatic shootout following a 120-minute stalemate. The Atlas Lions will on Saturday face Portugal that walloped Switzerland 6-1. Some of the African nations that have reached the quarterfinals in the past few years are Cameroon, Senegal and Ghana. Their campaign in the Premier World Soccer event ended in tears. Apart from Portugal and Morocco, the other nations currently in the quarterfinals are Brazil, Croatia, England, France, the Netherlands, and Argentina. All eyes are on the Morocco-Portugal match set for Saturday. The first quarterfinal matches on Friday will see Croatia taking on Brazil, and the Netherlands are expected to give Argentina a torrid time. On Saturday is England versus France. Yabambe mahlabezulu linjani lapho kona endawo zonke zomhlaba. Namhlanje sibukela phambili sixoxa ngemidlalo yenguqu. Ele Morocco linqobe ele Spain 3-1 izolo. Amaqembu la abe nguthiki lobhanqa 0-0 okwenze ukuba kuchaywe imibekwa. Iqembu leli eselingene kuma quarterfinals linqilana ngomgqibelo le Portugal. Amanye amazwe ezwekazi le-Africa ayangena kusigaba sama-quarterfinals ngele Cameroon, Ghana, lele Senegal. Amaqembu akusigaba lesi okwamanje ngele Brazil, Argentina, Netherlands, France, Croatia, England, le-Portugal. Akwaziwa ukuba kozalwa nkomoni. So Zimbabwe is following these matches with keen interest in Qatar. Most of them are in Zimbabwe. Prince Manduna is one of them. He lives in Harare. That was soccer fan Prince Manduna speaking with VOA's Zimbabwe service. In Bulawayo, soccer fan Agnes Piri has not missed a single match since the game started.
Look at Kasam Jalu Abugeli.
Vera Abugel, Antony Abimponata, I am a shop of Vele, Market Villa Hambales. So, in a tennisy bar that is the elephant, Tanzi, Vere Nepuskasa for a lamiering parat, Yokim Challenge in a new get any country.
Who's the mobile?
Yea, mobile, you and Hamper.
When I janine, the Lele will come with a really big Camilla when I jan to Hamber and Mobile. So, and the booty be willing.
Oh, we know we know where I put my Vere.
Is Africa so tell Morocco?
Yes.
So was a bit of a
little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a
little
bit
of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little
bit of a little bit of
I am a man.
That was one of the soccer fans in this, Agnes Piri, who is based in Bulawayo. She was speaking with VOA's mobile services, Exa Chisa Spanda. And joining us right now is Reverend Isaac Mwase, who is a qualified soccer referee. He lives in Baltimore here in USA. Welcome to the show, Mwase.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much. And today we are talking soccer. You are a referee by profession. But my first question is, so far so good, what's your assessment of the World Cup?
It's been an exciting World Cup with a lot of surprises. It's great that we have an African team in the quarterfinals. Morocco, which went through on penalty kicks against a powerhouse, Spain, they defeated the world champ. So it's been quite exciting. Full of surprises.
And Morocco yesterday, I think you saw the game. What is your take on that?
If they play the way they played Spain, they might go far because they are very formidable when it comes to the penalty kick. And they have a very strong defense. And those two things might help them to make it through the quarterfinals.
And you are a referee. You have seen some of the refereeing that is taking place. What's your assessment of that?
It's been exciting to see the various referee teams from different parts of the world. We have the United States contingent that did the game on Friday includes one of our colleagues from Baltimore, Corey Parker. And the referee crews have... They've been very professional and they've been making the right calls. There were a few calls that we're going to be debating, but overall the refereeing has been just excellent.
Yes. So if a referee is in the center of the park, there, in such a big stage. How do you feel, really, when you are expected to deliver and you are just watched by millions of people?
You gain confidence from doing a lot of games, and these FIFA referees, they've got the fitness, they passed the fitness test, and they have reviews with the referee panels that review what went well and what could be improved. They know the laws of the game and they seek to apply them impartially. And they spend a lot of time studying the team so that they get to know the players and they're in a position to manage each player from the knowledge that they gain from studying film.
So looking at one of the games that you watched and you thought maybe the referee could not have done, could have done a better job. Which incident did you see?
I do not remember any incident right now that raised a lot of controversy. Those are going to be popping up. Referee associations review the games and try to figure out, did the referees make the right judgment call? Was VAR used properly? But right offhand, I haven't watched all of the games in person. Most of them I've watched. I recorded on DVR and I would review them at night. But the few that I've watched from start to finish, the Brazil game and the U.S. game, I didn't see any calls that would have caused me concern.
Yes, and then in Shona, what can you say about the Morocco-Portugal game that is coming on Saturday? In Shona?
Morocco, Portugal, Morocco inofana kuto pinamu mtambo uyu vachi yedza kuti vasvike kuma penalty kicks nekuti Portugal kutamba kwakaita nekurikita kwakaita Switzerland vatambi wavo vari kupisa and vari kuda kunwisa zvakanyanya saka Morocco ine basa guru kuti idzivise ma strikers Portugal.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. We've got Alexander Cool Ruler Masego. He's a former Warriors kingpin and he used to be the captain of Islanders Football Club. Welcome to the show, Masego.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Zander. So tell us your kind of view on the games so far, so good, Masego.
Yeah, hey, my games are so nice. So I'm enjoying them because there's a lot of surprises.
So give us a breakdown of the surprises, yes.
Yeah, a lot of surprises and of which we never expected. And the worst that we found, at least one club from Africa which has progressed to our quarterfinals.
Aha. So, Nwaskangela Masego, kukumbuza nukunukumwa ugele World Cup play, utala wako, lakatezi, nendela, umidala, so utala wako?
Nzo kuluma ngekama elesilungu because ngathi football has evolved, understand that. So it's much faster than the way we used to play it, Tina. Plus it's more of who is the big boss and there's no like he showing off how much skills are cool. You find it for individuals about show how much skills, you know, interesting dialogue. So if you compare that with Dala Tina, you know, we used to play to enjoy the game. Lana Batalel Wina, no Imali, and you know, interesting Jalo. So it's somehow changed, but exciting at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So now, in terms of the forthcoming quarterfinals, there's Morocco versus Portugal. What's your take on that?
I would like you, I will still favor the African country.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, previously, very before I'm a World Cup, et cetera. I will still favor the African in Morocco, and I want them to proceed to Mbogubez-Belfia, final. This is basically the most probably the new team in the Kuruma afterwards, especially talking about Nkati, Nguyang Eskati. Yeah, then Tisela and JBC, Uma finals, that's all.
So we also have a game, you know, that is very tough. England versus France, that's a tough game, right?
Yeah, that's one of the toughest games between the two countries. And ngokubona kwami, England might push, might go through because they are so hungry to get to this stage now. Because, you know, the previous World Cups, they never did so much work, understand? So Lapa, they are all eager to, and they are playing very well. Bashangene Nabo, and they've got a lot of youngsters who are eager to make to progress and for the national team.
And the Netherlands, people are saying it may actually win the World Cup. Netherlands versus Argentina.
Right. Netherlands is one of the toughest games there against Argentina. One, obvious, when we talk about you're looking at the likes of Obo Messi, the talk of the town, talk of the world. He says, "Oh, we are going to next. Hopefully, we will World Cup." But at the end of the day, Argentina level, they are pushing. We're gonna be figure level, we're gonna finals, that kind of stuff. So, I still think what maybe Argentina might go through with Netherlands. Yes, it's a tough game. In Africa, we throw, but we get the amount penalties. So, then the best goalkeeper will save the world.
Right, stay on the line, Alex. We're going to come back shortly. Let's take a break. It's a very brief break. Stay tuned. That have joined us today, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us messages right now on our social media platforms. We are going to read all the messages. And right now we've got former Warriors Kingpin, Alexander Kurula Masebo, and we also have Isaac Mwase. He's a reverend, he's a minister of religion. But few people know that he played soccer with very big guys. You know, so we are going back to Isaac Mwase right now. So Mwase, looking at your background as a former soccer player and now a referee, so tell us a bit about what you think about Croatia and Brazil. These teams look very tough.
Yeah, both teams look very tough, but I would give an edge to Brazil. Brazil kana mutii utarisisa unaona kuti hapana game ravakaita lose except pavakarohwa ne Cameroon. But my players are every position is very strong. Croatia, vane experience, vaka kwanza kuenda ma quarterfinals on penalty kicks because vane experience. Vaka kurira Japan yanga isina experience pama penalty kicks. I think Brazil vacha winner in regulation. I don't see that game return of my penalty kicks. Now, Brazil is just too strong in every position.
So what makes people believe that Morocco may come out, very clean against Portugal? What's your belief in this game? What can you say?
Morocco kutiva kwanza kupura Portugal. Vanokwanda kuita score during the game, but then kutamba kuharuguita varu kutamba mostly vachiti let the other team have the ball the way they played against Spain. Nobody mukatarisa game round Spain. I think Spain had possession of the game over 70%, and it's going to be like that with Portugal. But then with Portugal, Mukawabango possession of the ball that long, they'll score. Saka and only Morocco which consequent beyond the quarterfinals.
Yes, thanks so much, and stay on the line. Alex Masebo, so I think you heard what Mwase is saying about, you know, Morocco giving the opponents, you know, a lot of time to play around with the ball. Is that a good tactical move?
It works out good somehow, especially when you look at the previous game which they played. It's not like they were playing in an attacking game. Maybe, you know, hold their own, make sure that they block each and every opportunity or dangerous positions, areas like our wingers and midfielders who were coming in, Bona, they were behind the ball more than, you know, over and above the ball. We understand. So, and all the other chances which they were getting, they were dangerous when they were attacking. So it works in some other against other teams, but sometimes it doesn't work. So we're not sure, especially when this one, when they are playing Portugal. In Portugal, they like playing, you know, any touch football and whatever, and obviously having those our strikers who hold the ball in the runs up on the wings also, they are a little bit dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, Utkona, as much as they are as good as that, I still wish Morocco would go through. I just want an African team to go through.
Mm-hmm.
That's my wish, because you know what? A lot of African players, they are making it in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Europe is actually, yeah, it's held by a lot of African players. So I just wish that, you know, one of the countries here makes it to the final or whatever, even if it, a lot of people, opinions, everybody's got their own opinions.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is to, yeah, is to wish Morocco to go through.
Yes, stay on the line. Shalisani Nkatazo is on social media, is watching our show right now. He says, good luck, Morocco, but I like Brazil. And then we've got Manzini, who says, good luck to Morocco. Then we've got another guy who says, well, I'll be watching Morocco, but I support Morocco, but, you know, the game is complicated these days. Anything is bound to happen in soccer. And Tulisi Ndlovu, he says, yeah, you guys, I understand you very well, but I don't support Morocco at all. So you see, these are mixed views and so forth. So let's get back to Mwase. So Mwase, looking at the way these star players are performing at the World Cup, can you say that Neymar, Messi, Mbappe, and others are doing what they are expected in these games?
Yes, they have delivered. Messi has delivered. Mbappe has delivered for France. The young man who took over from Ronaldo delivered big time yesterday. He was the only one who had a hat-trick in this tournament. And so, you know, the big players are stepping forward. Now, the England-France game, that's going to be interesting because England, their star player, he has not really scored that many goals. And France is firing on all cylinders. So in England didn't do as well when they played their game against the U.S. So that one, I don't know. France seems to be much more dangerous than England.
Mm-hmm. Alex, what's your take on the star players?
Yeah, the star players have delivered as we expected earlier on. I don't think, you know, if they hadn't delivered, I think our papers would be buzzing and saying, hey, look at these guys, they are being talked mm-hmm. about, but they are not doing what they are expected. But so far, they've done their job and until we see these games which are coming.
You know, we used to enjoy soccer when we were watching people like Matuta Mpofu, people like, you know, Moses Chunga, people like Matinda Ndlovu, and you as well, because you guys, you had some kind of skill, you know, hey, Alex. And we used to enjoy soccer because of that. Are you enjoying now in terms of, you know, soccer being is something that is supposed to entertain the public?
So far, we are enjoying because there's a lot of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of surprises. That's the reason why we're enjoying it. I think if those surprises were not there, it was going to be, it wasn't going to be compared to what we used to to do during our playing days.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? So, yeah, I think it's enjoyable because of that.
Yes, just go to Isaac Mwase. So, Mwase, looking at the way, you used to play as well, you can even tell people which team you used to feature for. And, you know, soccer was entertaining during your time. Are you enjoying soccer right now, the World Cup?
I'm enjoying it. My claim to fame in playing soccer was in high school and club in Harare.
Uh-huh.
And I played against Sheki Tauro and was his left back when we were in high school at Highfield Secondary.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be, you know, to see, Sheikman rose to play for the national team and coach the Zimbabwe national team. And it's nice to see soccer gain ground here in the U.S. where I'm living now. And it's good to see the surprise Morocco being in the, in the quarterfinals. Sure, I would want for them to surprise Portugal and move on to the semifinals. But it's going to be hard because look at the other seven teams that are in the quarterfinals. All of them have got experience going this far. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have one of the big ones end up with the holding the World Cup trophy, Brazil, France, or Argentina. But the way they are playing, you know, Brazil looks very dangerous.
Oh, yes. And just take a call. I'm coming back to you. We've got Roderick on the line. Roderick, welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, hello, my friend.
Roderick, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing fine, my friend.
Yes. Go ahead with your comment.
Yes. This World Cup is so shocking.
Mm-hmm.
You see Germany going out. And Morocco surprised me yesterday. They played very well.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Spain missing three penalties while the Moroccans considered their penalty to use to double them to a victory.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that Morocco may proceed.
Sama boro na tsuri na kizare na iroje. Luna kizare boro na tsuri na kizare.
Yes, I wa bora bora ri di na giza. Singa ide. Ngo ngena ngo da kare ngo na ga araba tanda. Ngo na ti dai na afskin tanda zo si anga ka simba like Morocco. Senegal, Sara, Cameroon. They were a change of my country. I just said, oh, the Atero, Mukombe, Africa, even Zara, Mukombe. I was talking about the only one that is Tambira, who is the geography as it could be France, the Canadian, the Catalan party.
So Morocco is at deliver. Morocco is at deliver.
Thank you.
Is that winner in Morocco? I think.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roderick. Our time is up, Roderick. Unfortunately, we don't have extra time here. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Reverend Isaac Mwase, who is the referee, and former Warriors Kingpin, Alexander Kurula Masego. And we wish to thank all the listeners and people who posted messages on our Facebook pages. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank everybody. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.